This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Highest court in India has issued a ruling maintaining that some level of privacy is a basic right and ordering more protection for the biometric identification program being developed for the government to access rations and welfare along with other services. There are 15,000 transgender troops in the U.S. military. White House guidance is expected to give the military 6 months to implement the policy, but President Trump has given General Mattis, the Defense Secretary, wide discretion on how he handles existing personnel as opposed to future recruits. President Trump pardoned Joe Arpaio, the former Arizona sheriff who built a national reputation for his efforts to hunt and detain undocumented immigrants and who had been convicted of criminal contempt and racial profiling. Arpaio had not even been sentenced yet. Sebastian Gorka, who had advised the president on national security, had been accused of having links to far-right groups in Europe and has now been forced out of his job at the White House. U.S. banks, citing the Patriot Act, are refusing to do business with Uruguay over the issue of legalized marijuana pharmacies in that country. At least 9 countries offer a third option besides male or female on passports or other national identification. Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, Germany, India, Malta, Nepal, New Zealand, and Pakistan. Roughly 75% of those involved in direct selling, such as Tupperware parties and door-to-door makeup sales, are women. Earlier, Government Accounting Office reports had warned the Navy that sailors were unprepared and working 108 hours a week of work rather than the Navy standard of 80 hours and were doing so with inadequate training and often performing jobs they should have been done by senior sailors. Brazil's president, having avoided a corruption trial over charges, has now moved to open an area larger than the state of Maryland in the Amazon rainforest to mining and launch discussions to privatize the country's largest power company and 56 other state-owned enterprises. A bill with bipartisan support was signed allowing hearing aids for mild to moderate impairment to be bought over-the-counter by consumers without a prescription, which could also break the high-priced monopoly on other hearing aids. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.